Welcome back. We're going to put Open Line on a hold for right now because we have a special guest in studio. It's Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. How you doing, Candy?
I'm doing great.
I didn't have your mic on. Sorry. So now it's on now. So, well, hey, let's talk about all the great things that's going to be going on in Coffeyville.
All righty. So today, our host was the Yoke. We were just talking about places to eat, and I'll tell you what, here's a place to eat.
Absolutely.
So they have, for those that don't know it, every night of the week, pretty much, they have some kind of special. Like they have a kids' night where you can get kids can eat for 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Love that with my kids. They have pizza night. They've got steak night on Fridays. You know, you name it. But one of the things I really love is they have homemade dough. So their buns are homemade, their bread's homemade, their pizza dough's homemade. It's all very, very, very good. So they also just finished up their banquet room. They've been working on improvements for that so they can host meetings in there. I've had a meeting in there, bridal showers, you name it. And they also do all of their craft classes. So pretty much every month they have either, maybe it's learning how to make cupcakes, painting classes, leather, you name it. So they do those all the time. So that way you don't have to travel down south. We get to do all our fun activities right here in Coffeyville.
Right.
So along with that, they're a very involved couple. They're always doing something. So for example, they host the street drags this coming weekend. So that's one of their big things that's going on. The car show during the Dalton Defenders Days. That'll be coming up October 4th and 5th. And then they're actually, after my beer festival on October 12th, that night they're having it's called a beer dinner. But basically it's a four-course meal, and each meal is paired with a different kind of beer, and they kind of educate you on, you know, the pairings and how
right.
they taste and what it's made from. So it's a fun night. It's really a good time. So, and then, of course, right beside them, they also own the Rustic Glow and Tan, and that is a tanning place but also has gifts, jewelry, clothes, new fall items coming out right now. So, anyway, always very, very busy couple, involved in our community a lot, and but a great place to eat. So
absolutely, yes, it is, and they're actually one of our sponsors. So
oh yeah,
so works out perfectly.
Perfect. So other things going on. Joyce Walker from Linda Fraser Agency. So Linda Fraser American Family, they help oversee the Dalton Defenders Days, and that'll be coming up October 4th and 5th. Reenactments. They've got music. Train rides back this year, so if you want to get on a train ride, it's only $10, and the kids love that. It's just a cool thing.
Yeah, it is.
But lots of good stuff that weekend. It's so much fun. So definitely, if you haven't got your tickets yet, get that for the train ride and some of the other activities. You can get that at American Family Insurance, Linda Fraser, or at Miss Kate's and Bandits and Bling. And if you want a full schedule, they do have that out and ready to go. You can check out their Facebook page. I've got a copy down at the chamber that you can have. But it kind of goes through the whole schedule, hour by hour, all the things that's going on, because there's a ton. It's a busy, busy, busy weekend.
It is. And definitely busy.
During that weekend, something else that's fantastic is the museum. So the Dalton Defenders Museum has been slowly moving all their stuff over to their new location. It is right there across the street from the chamber and the old bank. And the grand reopening will be October 4th. They're going to have a ribbon cutting at 9 a.m. And then all day long, they're just going to let everybody come in for, I think, a discounted price. And check out the new museum. It looks beautiful. And now with the new space they have, it won't just be Dalton Defenders. They're going to have different rooms that have Coffeyville history in it. So we are excited about that. And there are still tickets for sale for the 150th gala. That is this weekend. So if you haven't bought your tickets yet, there's still some left. You can come by and see me at the chamber. It's going to be a nice night. We don't get a chance to dress up very often, so it's a nice opportunity for us ladies to dress up.
Right.
They're going to have a band come down from Kansas City and yummy, yummy, yummy food. But just going to be a great night. There was questions about, well, do I have to dress up? I don't really have anything dressy to wear. You don't have to dress up like in a ball gown, but you do have to just, you know, wear your nice jeans and a button-down shirt.
You right.
know, you have to dress up a little bit, but it'll be a fun night, so make
Slacks
sure.
Slacks and a polo will work
yeah,
as well.
Anything.
And that's
anything.
What I wear every day, so.
Works out perfect then. So, also this Saturday, so I'm telling you, this time of year is the busiest, fun, exciting time of year. Always something to do. The Saturday for the kiddos is Touch a Truck. So that'll be for the Coffeyville Rec out at Walter Johnson Park. It's from 9 a.m. to 12. And again, it's a free event, but it's every type of big, gigantic vehicle that your kid would want to explore. They get to come out and have fun with it. So bring the kiddos out for that. Rachel from the public library, they've got a couple different things coming up. October 19th, save the date, they're going to have a Halloween party. It's a Harry Potter party, and that'll be at 10 a.m. And then the book sale that they have a twice a year, they have a big book sale. That'll be October 24th through the 26th. And they do have an open full-time position. So if you're looking for a job, great place to work, good people there, and just a good atmosphere. Laura Sanford from Class LTD, they're having their annual masquerade ball. It's in Pittsburgh, but it's to raise funds for all of Class LT in this region. And it's a masquerade ball. So that'll be November 16th. October 29th is going to be the soup luncheon for the Salvation Army. So Joni Hamby and Joe Brooks was telling us a little bit about it. And, oh, I love soup lunches because you get to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Just a little bit of everything.
Yes. And then, you know, I'm sure by then it surely will be fall weather.
I would hope so, yeah. Hopefully. At that point, I would hope so, yeah.
I hope so. So perfect for the soup weather. Joe is also looking for bell ringers for the Christmas season. So if your club, organization, group, or even family just wants to get together and donate your time for a day, then give Joe a call. Kathy Hetty, Windsor Place, they do have some part-time positions open. They need a cook. I also know Lanning's and the Yoke, and I think a couple of different banks in town are also looking for some part-time positions. So now's the peak time to, if you're looking for a job, give me a call, Chamber, and I can tell you about some different places in town. But lots of openings open right now. So other things going on. We are excited to announce that we are bringing back our Chamber After Hours event, something we used to do years ago, and it kind of fizzled out. And we've had a request to bring it back. And so each month we will be going to a different business and just... It's a great time to socialize and network, get to know people in town, and just relax a little bit. Our first one, right here.
Yeah, that's right, right here at KGGF.
Yay! So that'll be October 10th. You can come by, check out the studio, have some drinks and some food, and just hang out with me.
Yeah,
great time.
Just don't spill anything on the microphones. That could be bad.
No, yeah. We'll keep the food and drinks out there in the open spot. We'd be in trouble if the radio went down.
Yes.
So, and then we already got somebody scheduled in November and December and maybe even January. So it should be a full year of fun. So other announcement is we did extend the ticket sales for the Brewfest coming up October the 12th. We just wanted to extend that special pricing. So if you get yours between now and September 30th, then you have a discounted price. It's $40 for a couple. So that's not too bad. $20. And that gives you, golly, I think 40 or 50 different samples of beers, wines.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, distilleries. We're going to have some food, some light food, DJ, cornhole tournament, vendors, you know, you name it. We're just closing downtown and just having
lots of fun. Yeah.
I did have somebody ask for some Uber drivers, so I might have to look for those.
Hey, but, absolutely. You want to get those Uber drivers in there. Get everybody home safely.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, come by the Chamber or you can order your tickets online for that. And I'm trying to think. I think that is all the big stuff. Like I said, October is always a busy month. So make sure you get all your tickets for all the good events.
Especially October is special busy, especially since the very first of the month has to do with Dalton Day Defenders. Uh-huh. So Dalton Defenders Day.
Yes.
And I've been reading up on it, and just the town took a stand that day, and they were just like, nope, this ain't happening here.
So this is going to be great for your first
so
year.
So absolutely.
Experience.
And I'm excited. And there, you know, everybody's saying that the new museum is opening. So I definitely want to check that out.
Yes.
And so it should be a lot of fun. I'm excited to check it out and learn more about it.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great, great weekend. And lots of people downtown. It's just a just a fun environment, and just seeing everybody in the costumes and the reenactments, they really go all out for them.
Gotta check that out.
Yeah. And Chamber is going to be open, so you can come in and get an icy that weekend, because it won't be very much longer before we'll have to close that down for the season.
Right.
So
right.
Come in and get your icies.
And that's right. Before it starts getting cold, if it ever decides to get cold.
It is, yes.
However, I mean, the weather that I read earlier, that there's supposed to be a high of just like 69, like late next week. So
yeah,
so it's like, it's hey, coming. There we go. Fall's finally arriving.
Yay.
So it makes everybody happy.
Yes.
Well, Candy, I thank you for coming in and talking about all the great things going on in Coffeyville. How can they reach you?
So you can give me a call at the Chamber at 251-2550. Of course, message us on Facebook anytime. Or better yet, I love it when people come in and see me. So just come by the Chamber anytime.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today, Candy, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will restart Open Line right here on the mighty 690 KGGF.